T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Eddie Coleman, his report is brought to you by Interstate Battery, distributors of New York and Connecticut. Every battery for every need by Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's, the preferred pizza of New York baseball, and by CSEA Local 830, the great Eddie Coleman. I guess you're back in New York, right?
Joe, I'm here. So are you.
Yes.
How are you?
I could be better. Let me tell you something right now. I was so ticked off on Saturday. Forget the other disastrous losses this weekend, and I hate the Marlins. Let me tell you right now, they scare me more than any team. They scare me more than the Nationals. I can't stand them. With that said, D. Gordon, they never get him out. This Rojas, please, where did he come from? Ozuna just hit another 700-foot home run. With all that said, okay, Saturday night, DeGrom, he's sailing, he's dealing. He strikes out the side in the seventh inning, 13 strikeouts. He only has 97 pitches. But, of course, got to take him out. Got to have him out. Got to go out. We got to take him out.
Calm down. I've been hearing it from Mets fans.
All right. For inferior pitching.
Ever since that game.
Okay. Well, for inferior pitching. But let me stop for a second. Worse than that, Salas gets the first two guys out. He walks Rojas. How is Blevins not? And I know Yelich hasn't hit righties so far this year, but come on. How does Blevins not in there pitching to Yelich? Tell me that.
Yeah, no, you can have a second guess there. That's for sure.
That was the first guess, Ed, by the way. Not second, that was first.
No, listen, a lot of people said that at the time. Salas, he's pitched a lot. He's pitched in 8 of the 13 games. I think actually a lot of guys have pitched a lot. And he's been very good. He's been great. You could certainly think that's for sure. And in hindsight, you'd probably like to have Blevins there, as he came in eventually and got Boer. I think it was on 5 pitches.
Right,
He got Boer after Stanton at homered, unfortunately.
Of course.
You know, Salas had been good. I'll take DeGrom first. And listen, I know this is hard, but, you know, if it's May 15th, DeGrom's probably still in the game. But it's April 15th, and that's the plan. That's the plan for these guys, and they're not going to change from it. I mean, when he threw his 97th pitch, I said, you know, as good as he looks and as good as he's going, he's probably coming out. And that was it. So you're on to the bullpen. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it's going to be until these guys get a few innings under their belt, and then they can go from there. Look at it this way, Joe. You know, they want these guys around to be strong at the end of the year. They're worried about some of them because they're coming off surgery. I understand it. And look at it. The other way you look at it is this. There's not a lot of depth here. Unless they go out and get a pitcher, your next starter is probably the same guy who's here in the bullpen, and that's Sean Gilmartin.
Right,
okay?
Right.
And so there's not you can't afford to have these guys go down. Now, listen, I think everybody wanted to see DeGrom come back out, including DeGrom. I think he was having a game. I mean, it was a great game, and you'd love to see him out there, but that's the play. He threw 13 pitches that inning, so that's 97. You figure he's going to throw another 13 at least. You're at 110. He's probably pushing it at this time of year, so that's why he's out. The Salas thing, listen, you can make a case. There's no question. He worked a lot. He has worked a lot. He's been great. So has Reed, but unfortunately Reed gave it up on Sunday too. Both those guys have filled in very well while Familia's been gone, but, you know, they both paid for it on Saturday and Sunday, and so did the Mets. I wouldn't panic at this point in time, even 7-6. They still had a winning road trip, and we'll see. I will say one thing, though. You know, and your point about Miami is probably well taken. There are a lot of people who had written down 45 wins against the Marlins, the Braves, and the Phillies. Okay? I'm not so sure it's going to happen for anybody, for either the Mets or Washington in this division, because, you know, all those teams are pretty feisty, and they're especially feisty when they play the Mets. And those teams have some talent. Atlanta certainly does. They've got a good lineup. They have Tehran. You know, the Phillies, I don't think are going to be as bad as they looked in Philadelphia. If they are, then it's going to be a long season for them. But I don't think those 15 wins per team that everyone's penciled in are necessarily going to be there.
You know, right now, through 13 games, looking at this team, Eddie, the big three starters have all been great. Every one of them has pitched terrific. Mm-hmm. Everyone, there's not been a bad outing yet from Syndergaard to Grom or Harvey. They've been terrific. After that, the bullpen has been up and down, and the offense, it's either been let's hit 10 home runs and get 20 hits, or we basically get no hit. I mean, you know, that's pretty much been what the Mets have been through the first 13 games of the season.
Yeah, no, I would say, you know, the only, like with Syndergaard, there's probably a couple of innings with Syndergaard because of the nail and the blister.
By the way, how is the nail? He's going to make his next start, no issue, right?
He'll make the next start. I mean, it's Wheeler and Gesellman and Syndergaard in this series coming up. So he should be fine. And there's, you know, there's probably two innings that, you know, he probably would have pitched that he didn't because of those, put some pressure on the bullpen. And a lot of guys have worked at it. Salas and Blevins and Robles have all worked 8 of the 13 games. And Reed is right behind him with 7. Now, you do get some help with Familia coming back. And he comes back Thursday. He'll pitch today in Binghamton.
Right.
And then get ready for – and he's eligible Thursday. So that helps. You know, he'll come back, and that should help things a little bit. But, you know, listen, you're right. The offense – they have to get Reyes going. I mean, they have to get him going. Jose is just
terrible.
Off to a miserable start. It's 087, I think, is the number now.
4 for 47. He's 4 for 47. You know what, Eddie? Let's be honest. Let's be honest with this, okay? This nonsense going on with the two women, with his wife and the girlfriend who's suing him. You know, she's getting $11,000 a month right now, I guess, for child support. She wants $41,000. If you tell me that is not affecting Reyes, give me a break.
Yeah, probably it probably is.
It would be affecting me, Eddie. I can tell you that. And you know what? It would be affecting you too. I can tell you that right now.
I think it's normal. I don't have to worry about that.
We don't have to worry about it. But I'm just saying it would affect us. That's all I'm saying.
I hear you. And listen, he's not going to talk about it, but you know, is it affecting him? It probably is. Yeah, in some way, shape, or form. But you know, it's not translating to the field. It's not translating to what he usually is at the top of the lineup. And that's they need that. And, you know, you hope that he's going to snap out of this soon. I mean, I can't see this going on. I've never seen listen, we've watched Jose a long time here. Back when he was with the Mets, you know, I didn't pay that much attention when he had left. But at the same time, I've never seen him go through something like this for this extended a period. So at some point, I think it's going to break. Hopefully it does, because they need it in the worst way.
Yeah, no, they know they certainly do. Talking to Eddie Coleman about the Mets, Darno's been terrific so far. I got to say, and how about that play? And look, he was terrible last year, but how about the play he made at the plate yesterday, where he blocks the plate, and I forget who it was who had one of the worst slides you're ever going to see, and they wound up throwing a guy. Yeah, boy, that's who it was. Yep. Boy, right. That was a tremendous play that Darno made to keep him from touching the plate yesterday.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, he's been terrific at the plate. He's been terrific behind the plate too, and. You know, kind of lost. Listen, it was a tough loss yesterday, but kind of lost in that shuffle was the comeback that they staged to tie the game. And then the play from Cespedes to Cabrera to Darno again to nail Ozuna at the plate, which was a terrific play there. You know, I know some people questioned, you know, Darno having two games off after, you know, he did catch 16 innings Thursday and hit the game-winning home run. By the way, but I just wanted to bring this up because yesterday he got dinged. I think it was on a Suzuki Ichiro foul ball. And, you know, one thing you forget about Darno, he's had a lot of concussions and he's had a lot of injuries, and you've got to keep him healthy. I didn't think it was that bad an idea that he sit two games, because it was a Saturday night game and a Sunday day game, so he wasn't going to catch both of them anyway.
Right,
you know,
if he
sat out Friday and played Saturday, he wasn't going to play Sunday because it's a day game after a night game. So I didn't think it was that bad a thing to give him two games off. And plus, again, you got to keep him healthy, and he's off to a great start. So, you know, let it roll. Hopefully that doesn't have any effect on him, that where he got dinged there by Ichiro, because I was worried about that. He was slumped over for a little while.
Yeah.
Apparently he's okay.
Yeah, well, that's good. How about Asdrubal? I think he gets the big pinch hit to tie the game. Yes, I think isn't he like 6 for 7 with runners in scoring position?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean.
He's been.
Yeah, he's a tremendous player.
He's been great since he got here.
Yes.
He is.
No question.
I, I liked him when he came. I mean, I thought that would be a good get for them. And they, you know, as it turned out, they weren't thinking that way because, you know, they were thinking, who's the Cubs? I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Zobrist.
Yeah, exactly. They were going for Zobrist at the time. And but they got Cabrera and Walker, and, you know, both of them have worked out fine. But Struble's been great since he got here. He makes all the plays at shortstop. He's a clutch hitter, and he's a great guy in the clubhouse to have, too. So, you know, it's they're lucky to have him. They're fortunate to have him. And he came through with a huge hit the other night.
Yeah, no question. Can we see, and I don't know how they're going to do it, Eddie, but Conforto, who's really hit so far, you know, since he's, you know, when he's been in the lineup, even has done a good job as a pinch hitter. I mean, are we going to see him try, is Terry going to try to slide him into the, I don't know where, but yeah. Somewhere in the lineup more?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's going to go by rote, you know, but you can, you know, kind of essentially say, you know, can you give, you know, one of the outfielders each a day off? Cespedes wants to play. Listen, they all want to play every day. I think we know that. Is it good to give Granderson a day off a week? Probably. Maybe Bruce as well. Cespedes may want to play every day. Who knows? But
he gave the day off the other day. He didn't play after the 16 inning game.
Right. Well, he had the flu. He was kind of sapped after the 16 inning game. And Conforto played for him. And actually played very well.
He's played
very well in every role he's been put in, both as a pinch hitter and when he spot started. So I think they'll continue to find enough time. Plus, he gives you that left. You know, you need left-handed pop off the bench, and he gives you that. You know, you need a guy that can come off the bench late that the other team fears, and I think he certainly is a guy that they fear, you know, driving the ball into the gap or maybe over the fence. So that's big. But I think they can find enough at bats for him. At least, you know, Terry's done a pretty good job of finding spots for him, so I think he'll continue to do that.
Eddie, good stuff. It's always a pleasure.
Joe, always a pleasure talking to you, pal, all right?
Be good.
I'll talk to you soon.
Yep, the great Eddie Coleman.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.